Well, Chris, congratulations. A fifer, your best figures in county championship cricket, and you're second in two games here. You've grabbed your chance with both hands.
I'm ecstatic to get the chance to play, like I've just said. But to get two fives in a couple of days is a good achievement for anyone, I think. Especially when you're trying to grab an opportunity and make an impression and make a name for yourself. I'm over the moon.
Durham lost the last five wickets pretty quickly this morning, so you were possibly out there bowling earlier than you thought. 277 to defend. Everybody's wondering who's going to come in and do the Graham Onions, but it turned out to be you. For your first five of your first six overs were maidens, but it was quite a while before the actual breakthrough came through. I think it was the 30th over in the end.
Well, I think the first spell this morning was just a case of not letting them get away too quickly. We had to dry them up, and we knew if we could keep pressure on, and wickets would come during the day. Which we did. I think all the bowlers did a great job from both ends in drying the runs up, and we were rewarded with wickets at the end of the day, so it was a great team effort, I think.
Just needs that one wicket, doesn't it? And then others can follow. I mean, you took five in nine overs just before lunch, I think it was, just before tea, and then a few more after tea. And Ricky Clark as well, getting him for a duck, massive wicket when he'd been in the runs recently.
Yeah, it's always a bonus getting lads that are in form out. But, like I say, we plugged away and we knew wickets would fall if we kept pressure on, and the lads did a great job.
From your point of view, how's this season been? You've spent a lot of time in the seconds, watching the rain coming down as well. I think I saw a Twitter message from you a few weeks ago asking anybody if they needed a player in the North East Premier League on a Saturday. You were just trying to get some overs under your belt.
Well, that's it. It has been frustrating. A lot of league cricket's been washed out. A lot of the seconds have been washed out. So I was trying to get as much cricket as I could to give myself the best possible opportunities when this chance did come. So I was trying to play as much as I could. But now to be playing here when the weather's okay as well, it's fantastic.
If the weather holds for the next day or so, your chance to try and press on your advantage, an 80-run lead here this season is something which is golden, really.
Well, that's it. To get a couple hundred on the board, especially here at the Emirates it is now, especially here, it will be a tough ask, fourth innings. But like I say, it's going to be hard work for the batters, and I'm sure they'll stick in and do the job and give us bowlers a good target to defend.